Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Face for radio, voice for television. That's me. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. 8 years we've been celebrating our relationship with Kathy Perry. Couldn't do without her. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of that name, and you'll find her and all the things she does to help people with their social media strategies like me. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What's up with LinkedIn?
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here. And LinkedIn is making changes to their groups. They are redesigning the groups platform.
Am I going to like it?
And it was rolling out. Well, I'm not sure. But they're going to move the, you know how you always just had your information, your conversations if you logged into the group.
Right.
Well, now it's going to be in the news feed. Those comments, very similar to what Facebook does with the group.
That doesn't sound like a good change for LinkedIn. Is it to you?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be different. But they are moving it out.
Here's my point. If I wanted to be on Facebook, I'd go to Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
If I wanted a news feed,
LinkedIn has
if I wanted a
news
feed of experience, I just get my group to join Facebook. I wouldn't do LinkedIn. I mean, am I wrong about that?
Well, LinkedIn has traditionally copied everything pretty much Facebook does anyway. So they've changed their whole layout and design based on the Facebook model.
Do you get the idea that these changes are more for their revenue production model, or for do they actually think this is what their users want?
Well, they really don't answer that when it says okay. They did say LinkedIn says we've heard from many of you over the past year that. Boosting engagement and enabling vibrant discussions in your groups is important, so we've prioritized those features for you. So LinkedIn feels that by doing this, it will enhance more conversations in the groups area by putting it in the newsfeed versus having you have to go to that group to have a conversation. So that is why they're doing it. It's the other thing that they are doing is they're changing it from the admin, the moderator. They used to have like moderators in groups. They're removing moderators, and now you'll have to make them a manager. So they're changing some of the roles. They're only leaving owners and managers.
Is this something you think is going to be? Okay, I'll just move over and do it this way now. Or do you think people are going to balk?
You know, I don't know how people will react. Sometimes you just have to wait until the changes are made, and then you go, "Oh, this isn't good." But the one thing they are going to be annoyed about is that. They used to let you do auto-generated group emails and from the admin, and that is going away. You're no longer going to be able to do auto-generated group emails, and that was something
that was
the managers of groups really liked.
That was handy, wasn't it?
I think that's probably where you're going to see your biggest pushback.
Let me ask you a question. Let me stop you for a second, and let's just look back. Let's back up and look at this. All this stuff that you work on. It is now. It's 10 years later, right? I marked the real beginning of social media around 2008, something like that.
Yeah.
And so it's been about 10 years now, about a decade. People are now starting to say, okay, been there, done that. I don't have to have as much of it as I thought I did, as I used to have. In fact, I think I'm going to kind of unplug a little bit. Well, are we seeing some of that now? Are you? Is the bloom off the rose a little bit, Kathy? I got 30 seconds.
I think that we definitely see that in some of the younger people and some of the older people. So you still need a presence for your business,
right?
Because that is
right.
How search works.
I'm talking about
nowadays.
Personal. I'm talking about the personal side. Yeah.
Oh, on the personal side, yeah, I think that you do
see
some people
rose,
shifting.
Right. How about that?
I think a little bit.
I'd like to see the young people off of social media a little bit and reading a book, maybe. Imagine that, Kathy.
Yes.
Hey, Kathy, good job today, as always. Welcome back to the USA. Have a good day and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
And thank you for 8 great years. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.